You are a miracle child, and through you miracles will be done in the lives of others. Many different ways, not just in one area. You are anointed of God. You are anointed by God to do great and mighty things. Always keep Him first, and He will lead you and guide you to places and things that you never ever dreamed of. Thus saith the Lord. Lord, thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Okay. We've got a list in the back for some items that our nursing home residents can use and need. So if you'd pick one of those up, we're going to try to take the gifts out there to them maybe on December the 11th. That would be the second Sunday. That'll give us time to get that together. And Crystal was telling me this morning they are going to call and see about going out there with the young kids and do carols for them. Wouldn't that be great? So that's wonderful. And they're going to make handmade ornaments for the residents. So that will be such a blessing. So if y'all will please do that. And then all things bright and beautiful, all creatures great and small, all things wise and wonderful, the Lord God made them all. First of all, thank God for church family. The flowers were absolutely beautiful. And it says, so thankful that the Lord made you, so thankful for your kindness too. Thank you to all my church family for all the prayers, calls, texts, and delicious food. Mama loved you all so much, and so do I. Love, Wanda, Doug, and family. And let me tell you, people, we are going to have to ramp up our game to the nth degree to make up for this beautiful lady that is now in heaven. Now, she's going to be up there cheering us on, but if we don't do right, she's liable to tell God on us and get us in big, big trouble. So we have got to take up the slack. Nobody can take her place, and nobody can fill the shoes that she wore. But we can do a whole lot better, don't you think? All right. Keith.
Good morning, everybody.
This is our last week for our shoeboxes. We've got to have them in by next Sunday morning. We'll be leaving after church Sunday morning, take them to the next location. So if you got your shoeboxes, you can bring them in anytime between now and next Sunday, but by Sunday morning, you've got to have them in. Also, in the shoeboxes, you know, a shoebox is more than just a gift. It's a way that we can get the word of Jesus to those who are lost, who have never heard of Jesus. And each shoebox comes a little pamphlet like this right here, and it tells them all about Jesus in their own language. And it's a way that they can learn about Jesus and the stories of Jesus. So it's a great opportunity to teach our kids to give into other kids' lives. And Sarah Beth has some say.
Please help us pack a shoebox. One shoebox will change many lives.
Amen.
Thank you. Thank God.
I do. You want to go ahead and play the video? Okay.
The way we express the love of Jesus Christ and the passion that He had is that we go out there and we serve others.
We go to the out of bound places, the ends of the earth.
The world is changing, but the gospel doesn't change. The message of the cross doesn't change. We're going to make every effort to share the gospel.
The world has been decimated by COVID-19. But the work here at Samaritan's Purse, it never stops. No greater need and no greater time than right now for us to go out and serve boldly in the name of Jesus Christ. And we do it through Operation Christmas Child.
It's a platform that God has given Samaritan's Purse to share the gospel more than 10 million times every year.
Jesus loves you.
The wonderment of it is that the child's encounter is not with material things. By faith, the encounter is with things unseen, and they're receiving that for the very first time.
Good morning. I just want to just take a minute and give an invitation to everybody in here to be back here tonight at 5 o'clock, or this afternoon at 5 o'clock in the chapel. Every Sunday night at 5 o'clock, we have intercessory prayer in the chapel. And if y'all don't understand what intercessory prayer is, it's when we gather together and pray. We pray for each other, we pray for our church, we pray for our country, and we pray for the world. So, I'm just going to put it to you like this. What Franklin Graham just said is the truth. This world is changing, and this world wants your children. So, if you care about these kids' future, whether or not Jason Braden and Sarah Beth are going to be standing in food lines, if they're going to be able to go to college or have a job, I don't care if you're Democrat, Republican, Libertarian, Tea Party, I don't care. But I care about that little boy sitting right there. I care about that young lady sitting over there. I care about Larry Tackett. I care about each one of you and what your future looks like. And don't say to me, oh, there's nothing we can do about it. Let me tell you something. You hit your knees with a group of people like me out there at 5 o'clock on Sunday night, and stuff happens. Miraculous things take place. So I invite you all to be here tonight at 5 o'clock because Holy Ghost said it's time to move. That's what he told me this morning as I was getting ready. It's time to move. And that don't mean move to Canada. It's time to move, spiritually move. So I'll see y'all all tonight at 5.
Thank you. Let's all stand and worship God this morning. Amen. Is he your Jesus today? If he's not, he can be before you leave. Amen. My Jesus.
He makes a way where there ain't no way. tell you about my Jesus and all the wrong turns that you would go and undo if you could. Who can work it all for your good? Let me tell you about my Jesus. He makes a way when there ain't no way. Rises up from an empty grave. Ain't no sinner that he can't save. Let me tell you about my Jesus. His love is strong and his grace is free. And the good news is I know that he can do for you what he's done for me. Let me tell you about my Jesus. Let my Jesus change your life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you.
Because it's His, it's not yours to bear.
Amen.
Your name is power. Your name is healing. Your name is I. Break every stronghold. Shine through the shadows. Oh,
if tomorrow does not come, where will you be?
Thank you, Jesus.
Have you accepted Jesus as your Savior? Do you know in your heart, in the very deepest parts of your being, that if you draw your last breath, that you will be in the arms of your Savior?
Thank you, Jesus.
Do you have that peace?
Thank you, Lord.
Do you have that peace? If you don't, this altar is open at any time during the service.
Thank you, Jesus.
Anyone in this room will pray with you, will talk with you. But y'all, God, Jesus, is peace.
Yes.
His peace passes all understanding. Things happen down here, and we can't help but say, why, God? Why did this happen, or why did that happen, or why did it not happen? Here we see through a glass darkly.
But then,
it's not meant for us to know God's reasoning. His ways are higher than our ways. But we've got that precious book right there. And it's the roadmap for anything that you may be going through. It is the roadmap for any trial that you may face, for anything that you may have a question about. If you will go to that precious book right there, God will give you answers. May not be what you want to hear, but He will give you an answer. Brother Jimmy has said so many times, follow peace. And if you follow the peace of God, I don't think you'll ever go wrong, because He is not going to steer you wrong. So I urge you, if you don't know Jesus Christ today, please allow someone to pray with you or to help you through the prayer of salvation. Make sure that you know that if you draw your last breath, that we'll all get to see you again.
Amen.
You'll be in our future. I'll be in your future. And we'll just have a grand time together. Amen.
Amen.
Follow peace.
Yes. Thank you, Jesus.
Even the sparrow has a place to lay its head. So why would I let worry steal my breath? Even the roses you have called in brilliant red, still I'm the seasons.
You may be seated.
Praise God, everybody. Well, God loves a cheerful giver. Y'all feeling cheerful today? All right, we got a lot of givers then. Praise be to God. He loves a cheerful giver. And don't be like some people I've known in the past. You know, they'll hold on to that $2 and throw it in the plate. But I know y'all better than that. God is good. He is so very, very good. God loves you so much. Hallelujah. A lot of things happening. A lot of things going on today in our hearts and minds. And Genesis tells us that as long as the earth remains, there will be seed time and harvest time. Is the earth still remaining?
Yes.
So, well, there's still going to be seed time and harvest time. And you got to plant before you can reap. Amen? But if you plant, you better be sure and know to reap. Praise God. Don't forget to reap. Have your eyes on the harvest. Have your faith on that. When you come today, as you know, you come in faith. And what you're about to do is you're going to obey the Lord in your tithe and in your givings. And as you obey the Lord, he's a God of his word. He says he's going to bless you. Good measure. Pressed down, shaken together, and running over shall men give to your bosom. So expect a pressed down, good measure, running over harvest coming your way. Amen?
Amen.
This happens every Sunday. It's seed time every Sunday.
Amen.
Or any day you want to give. But if there's seed time, there's harvest time. Amen?
Amen.
I said, if there's seed time, there's harvest time.
Amen.
Let's say that loud. If there's a seed time, there's got to be a harvest time. And I were working outside around the house the other day, and on our front porch was a little hole in the concrete, and a flower had come up in it. How'd that get there, Travis? I don't know. I didn't put anything in there. But that seed got in the ground, and it came up. What you're going to do today is going to come back to you. Put your faith in God to meet every need you have according to his riches and glory. Amen?
Amen.
That word need in there is bigger than just, you know, getting your light bill paid. That word also includes wants. What sort of things you desire when you pray, believe you receive them, you shall have them. God's promises are full of good things to happen for you. Let's all hop to our feet.
Amen.
Roz, you've got to hop now. You can't just get up slow. You got to hop. There ain't not many hoppers out here today, I'll tell you the truth. Glory to God. Let's pray. Now, Heavenly Father, we thank you that as long as this earth remains, there'll be a time to sow, there'll be a time to reap. It's got to come. So, Lord God, we give in faith today. Thanking you for giving us seed to sow. And as we sow this seed, we thank you for the harvest coming our way. We give you praise for all this. In Jesus' mighty name. And everybody said,
Amen.
All right, y'all come and give. This is a special offering too. It's in the basket. Wherever the basket is.
For your mercy never fails.
till I lay my head, I will sing of the goodness of God. 'Cause all my life you have been faithful. Oh, all my life you have been so, so good. With every
to God forever and forever. Whew. Wow, God is so good. It's good to see you all today. We have two special guests with us today, Dr. Johnny and his wife, Miss D, and y'all remember Bill McCoy? That's Virgil and Julie's good friend. Cooper Tire fame around here. And Bill and his wife are doing great work in Indiana. And Dr. Johnny and Miss D are their mentors and leaders, and praise be to God. And Bill's told them a lot about y'all. We pray it was good. Amen. They said it was. So anyway, we're honored to have you guys with us today. Amen. If I'm not mistaken, you're a Mississippi man, lady, right? All right. Praise God. Hallelujah. That's a good thing. That is a good thing. I got more stuff up here, and I got room. Looks like my dinner plate. That's a statement of faith. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Let's see. If I have a water up here, I feel, oh, no water there. I feel a long sermon coming on. I better have some water. No water. Thank you, ma'am. Jim Dandy to the rescue. How many remember that song, Jim Dandy to the rescue? Four of us do. Glory God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Would y'all settle down? Now they're going to go back home and tell Bill how y'all have acted. Bill knows. Bill knows. Well, praise God. What time is it? Dana, thank you for sharing that about prayer this afternoon. We are definitely, I sense this not just for us, but if it's happening to us, it's happening to a lot of churches and a lot of believers. A lot of things are happening. It seems to be confusion and fog in the air, and we don't know what's up, what's down sometimes, but we don't go with what we see. We go by the Word of God. The last time I read it, we win. Read the last chapter. Praise be to God. We do win. And I'm glad. So your life is not in vain. Jesus' life is not in vain. What he went through to pay was not in vain. His will be done on planet Earth. Whether we pray for it, some things are just going to happen. He's coming back. Whether you pray that he will and won't, he's coming back. And I'm glad about that. Glory to God. All right. Father, in the name of Jesus, as we approach your throne this afternoon, or this morning, maybe afternoon in a little while, but Lord, we approach your throne this morning. We do so, Lord God, with great confidence that you do hear us and you receive us because of your great grace and because we overcame by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. Lord, we just want to tell you we love you today. We thank you, Jesus, that you died in our place, that you were raised from the dead, and that not only were you raised, we were raised with you to be seated in heavenly places. And your spirit, glory be to God, on the day of Pentecost came and fills us today in the name of Jesus. Greater is he that's in us than he that's in this world. Whatever the problem might be, whatever the difficulty might be, whatever it is, Lord God, you have made us overcomers. And we give you praise for all this. Lord, anoint us today. Cause us to do and say the things that you want to have said and done. And we give you honor for that. In Jesus' name, everybody said amen. Hallelujah. Like I said, there's a lot of things happening. Some of you know a lot about a lot of things. Some of you don't know, but that doesn't matter. What matters is we're going to talk about Jesus because he's going to raise us up today. We're going to leave here better than we got here. Amen? Amen. Look at your neighbor and say, you need to get better. Glory to God. By faith. I also want to tell you there's no shortage of power from heaven for us. There's no shortage of power. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. I need him today. I'm probably going to need him tomorrow. And he's always there. Always there. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 18. Says, while we look not at those things which are seen, the physical things, all the happenings, all the hearings and the seeings that we are exposed to, we don't look at those things. But the things which are not seen. For the things which are not seen are, the things that are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. There's one thing you and I can depend on, as Judy said a while ago so well. We can depend on this book. It's not ever going to have to be revised, re-edited. This is God's word. This is God's will and provision for you and for me while on earth. Amen? I'm so glad I have a Bible. I'm so glad I can read. Somewhat. I'm so glad that I understand by the Holy Spirit I'm so glad that people have been able to teach the Word of God so I can understand it, so you can understand it. The Holy Ghost job is a teacher. And thank God for the Holy Spirit. Amen? So what does this mean? The Bible is teaching us here, while we look not at those things which are seen. So what does that mean? I need to do this and this. You know, what that little thing did? One thing, you know, like this. Speak no evil, hear no evil, see no evil. That's what we need to do. Because our senses are gateways to the world. That's how we get information. And that's true. We do need information. We need to know when the light's green and when it's red. We need to know these kinds of things. But the things that are eternal, that are steadfast, that are always there, the anchors of our life, the lifeboat to our sinking ship, the light in the darkness, the voice in the darkness, the one calling out from Macedonia saying, come over here and help. Or we're saying, you come over here and help us. Whatever that realm, that spiritual realm is, which includes our physical realm, whatever it is we need, God will supply. What about this side over here? Y'all are doing really well. This side over here. God will supply your need. How many know that it's true? Let me tell you, there's some voices that were speaking on the stage this morning. They were telling us some truth, and they weren't just saying it because that's what the Bible says. Now, I know these ladies, and they've lived it. They know what gets them up every morning. Amen. We're not looking at the things that we can see. of things that we can feel. If that's the truth, some of you wouldn't have gotten out of the bed this morning. Was that an amen out of you over here, Teresa? Is that an amen out of you? You wouldn't have gotten out of bed? Oh, amen. Thank you for your one amen. Praise God. Just checking on her. Make sure she's got a pulse. God is good. We're not going to look at the things which we see or hear. Will they affect us? Will we have to deal with them? Yes. Was Jesus tempted on the Mount of Temptation? Well, that was Jesus. That was nothing for him. Oh, it was something for him. Let me tell you, he endured temptation like you and I have never endured temptation. He did. He was fasted for 40 days. And the devil at the end asked him, are you hungry? If you be the Son of God. And that is the question. If you be. You see, the devil was trying to steal the identity that Christ had in him for himself. And he's doing the same thing for you. Things aren't working out quite what we thought. This happened, that happened. So I guess I'll just quit going to church. I just give up on God because, you know, that didn't happen. That's the one thing you better not do is give up on God, because he is your Savior. He is the one that'll get you to the other side. We have to depend on him. Don't ever give up on God. That's why he says so many times, the just shall live by faith. This is the victory, 1 John 5:4. This is the victory that overcomes the world. Even what? My riches, my smarts, our faith. There are things that this you cannot buy. And you have to have faith. God's word said it, and that's the way it was. God's word said, receive Jesus Christ and he'll make you a new creature. He did. It happened. Glory to God. You should have seen the first one. That was a mess. Hallelujah. But his word works, and we look not at those things which we see. Look at your paycheck stub when you get it and say, I see lots more than that, because I'm a giver. I'm a tither. Put your faith out there. Faith never plans to fail. Faith plans to win. And faith in God is greater than any problem you could ever have or I could ever have. It could be bad news on the phone. Psalms 112 says that the righteous man, when he gets bad news, he don't cave in. He gives a praise. Amen. Hallelujah. God is good. Now, I want you to think, since we read that one scripture, I want you to think about this one. We won't turn to it because it's very familiar to you. But there was a day when Paul and Silas were beaten severely. They were more than once. But this one day in Philippi, and they threw them into the jail in the lower part of it, put their feet in stock. You know, they're chained down there. And they probably didn't have TV. Dr. Johnny said they didn't have TV. They didn't have probably any water to drink. They didn't have a tablet or a phone. They're down there with all the other prisoners. And what have they been doing to do so? They just preaching the gospel. They cast the devil out of a girl. And look what it got them. Just think about that. You might could put your own self in there somewhere. Look what it got them. Oh, but see, we don't see the big picture. We just got to keep going forward, putting our eyes on the cross and praising God. They're thrown into the prison. It's dark in there because it says later on after the earthquake, the jailer came in with a light. But they were in the lower part of that prison, and you can't imagine anything much worse than this. They're down there, and Paul and Silas, they made a decision to do something. They made a decision to quit. No. They made a decision. Let's just sing and praise God. So they began to sing praises unto God and to pray loud enough so the other prisoners could hear. Why'd they do that? Well, they were bold for one thing. And another thing, the prisoners need to hear this because they feel bad too. They think their day is over. We don't know. They may be going to be put on a cross tomorrow. I don't know any of that, but I know their future was not looking too bright. Neither was Paul and Silas. But they begin to praise. They begin to thank God. For what? Saving their soul, for one thing. Allow them to preach. You see, the love in them for God is greater than what we want to give up for on the earth. Don't give up your faith. It don't look good. It don't feel good. It don't sound right. How can all this be happening? And I promise you, there are Christians all over the earth right now going through things. Lots of things. And they seem to pile up at times. And we've got a pretty big pile going around here. But I'm not looking at those things. I'm not looking that so-and-so's not here, so-and-so's not here. I'm looking at this. My God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all I can ask or think. I need to be encouraged today, y'all. I need to hear some good news. I need to know that everything's going to be all right. In fact, everything is all right. I was coming to church this morning, and the scripture came to my mind that, 3 John 2, Beloved, I wish above all things that you prosper and be in health. And, we say, yes, amen to that. We get all excited and clap our little hands and get religious about it. And somehow or another, we read that and we've heard it so many times. We put that prosperity and that health over into next week. Well, by this time next year, I'm going to be prosperous. I'm going to be in health. No. That's not what the scripture said. Beloved, I wish, I pray, above all things, that you prosper and be in health. I'm in prosperity now. I'm in health now. Well, your bank book don't look real sporty. I'm not moved by my bank book. I got a harvest coming in. Glory be to God. Well, you got a broke arm. Well, it's not going to be broke forever. It's healed, glory to God. Necks are being healed right now. Glory be to God. Things are being healed right now. I'm in the now. God lives in the now. Faith is a now word. It's a timing word because Hebrews 11 says now faith is. It's not next week's faith. Next week, I'll be feeling better. I'll be able to have more faith. Let me tell you something. If you're depending on your feelings to get your faith up, you're in the wrong boat. Because the devil's going to make sure your boat's going to sink with care. We rise above those things. As the song said, I look above the waves. It didn't say little waves. I can imagine big waves. I like little waves, don't you, on your float? It's about 95 degrees. That was just yesterday. Now it's 25 degrees. Welcome to Mississippi. Amen. Glory to God. But this load of care, sure, the news hits us. People are hurting, rightly so. Loved ones are going this and that. I mean, it is this, it's this. But let me tell you something. We're not going to get out of that situation until we do what Paul and Silas did. At the midnight hour, it says. At the midnight hour, they begin to sing and praise God. At the darkest moment in their life, these two faith heroes that we will meet one day, I can't wait to see Paul. Paul, how did you do that, man? They drug him out of more towns than you and I've been in, thinking he was dead. He'd get up and walk home. You and I do the same thing. We may not have been beaten physically, but we've been beaten emotionally, and our hearts get broken. Right? So let's say this out loud. I am. I will. Rise above. The waves. The storms. The despair. The jailhouse. And I will. Begin to praise God. And thank God. There's power in praise. Psalms 8 and Psalms 9. Praise causes the enemy to be destroyed, perished in your sight. Now that's what the Word says. You know, when we feel things aren't going, and you don't feel like praising, that's the time we need to praise Him the most. Amen. Amen. Just get the CD out, turn it up loud, glory be to God. Make sure it's got a good Christian song in there. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. None of that country music. You play your country CD backwards, you lose you get your car back and all that stuff. You know. Anyway. Paul and Silas exemplify what to do. When I thought when I got saved, things were going to get better. What religious person told you that? You know, you just became a target for the devil then. But, but there's good news on the other end. I'd rather have Jesus than all the world can give. Well, George Beverly Shea used to sing that. Billy Graham sings, I'd rather have Jesus than all that the world can afford. Are we there this morning? I'm trying, preacher. Well, I'm with you. We're going to get there before the day's over. If we'll listen real good, we'll get out of here before dark. And we'll have the victory. Amen. God's good. There is no shortage of power. God, where'd you go? He hasn't moved. Your emotions have. Your position with God is still the same. And as we sang those songs, my goodness, thank you for those songs. In the name of Jesus, we have that name to use. Amen? I got my truck keys, okay? And I'm going to let Diane, I'm going to give them to Diane. That's what you get for sitting on the front row, you know? Mm-hmm. All right, those are my keys, mm-hmm. Okay? So that means that I give you permission to use my truck, mm-hmm. Okay? Okay. So here goes Diane all through town and then my truck. Well, Keith pulls her over. He's the chief deputy. He won't do that for a long time anyway. Because she's in my truck. He knows my truck. So he pulls her over. What are you doing in Brother Jimmy's truck? All she's got to say is this. Brother Jimmy said I could use it. Case is solved. The devil will tell you, what are you trying to do praying for people? Yeah. Living for God. Well, Mr. Devil, since you pulled me over, Jesus said I could use his name anywhere I wanted to. Amen. And he's going to get in his little squad car and leave. Come on. Yeah. Now don't jump to the conclusion that Keith is the devil. He's not. He's a good sheriff. Deputy sheriff. Amen. I want my keys back. You have to watch her, buddy. She'll take the keys and car and be gone for a long time. But anyway, but you see how that happened. God gave us his name to use, which is the same as the keys. And when the devil accuses you of not being qualified, or if you were the Son of God, if you were a believer, you could speak to these rocks and make them be bread. We all been there. It might not be rocks for bread. Jesus said something very simple, but so powerful. He said, Satan, it is written. Now, what we have to do is figure out what's written down and then stand on it and use it as a sword, the sword of spirit, which is the word of God, and keep him at bay, keep him off, keep him away, cast him out. Amen? It's written. Do you know what's in the book? Yeah. It came to him again and again. Jesus said the same thing three times. It's written, Satan. It is written. Every time the devil was trying to steal, trying to get Jesus to come off of who he is, off of his faith, and to declare himself not being the Christ. Jesus wasn't about to say that because he knew who he was. Because he had found in Isaiah 61. the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. So he leaves after the fast and the temptation. He comes down and he comes back down off the mountain and he says, he returned in the power of the Spirit. He went in being led by the Spirit. He came back in the power of the Spirit. Amen? Glory to God. He went to boot camp and he came out of there stepping high. Glory to God. And he did it for you and for you and for me. All I have to do is follow his lead. He's my shepherd. The greater one's in me. I am able to do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Amen?
Amen?
Look in the mirror and say, hey, you're able to do all things through Christ who strengthens you. Whatever it might be. Don't look at those things around you, those voices, those signs and all the how you feel. I'm not saying be goofy, but I'm saying, is that a good word? Virgil says a good word. I'm going with it. But we've got to know who we are in Christ. What we can do and who we are. Because the devil's trying to do to you just what he did to Jesus. Jesus wouldn't compromise with him. Sadly to say, most Christians, me included, I have. What's happened? The devil's doing this. Shame on you. You don't know who you were. You didn't know that the greater one's in you. You didn't stand on the written word. Are you to cast me out? But I got today in front of me. I've learned something already, Lynn. I don't have to bow my knee to the devil. I don't have to. I don't have to. I don't have to bow before anybody but Christ. And really, we should not bow before anybody but Christ. I only have one Savior, and he's the one I worship. Amen. So the devil comes knocking. The big bad wolf. I'm going to huff and puff and blow your house down. Well, that's sort of funny. That's just a little children's book. No. What do we do when the tornado warning goes out? We start looking for a hole. Hoping that our house is going to be there when it's over. But I know y'all. I know what y'all do. You get out in the front yard and say, tornado in the name of Jesus. You get out of here and you get out of here now. Boom. That's the difference. We have the power. We have the keys. We have the name. You're in God's hands. Glory to God. So whatever you face today, whatever you face tomorrow, they're real. We're not saying they're make-believe. They're very, very real. Some of them are very, very serious. But don't jump out of the boat unless you can walk on the water. Don't jump out of the boat if you can't walk on the water. But you can walk on the water if you keep your eyes on Jesus. And don't stop. What did Peter do? He started looking at the things he could see and hear. He saw the waves. He heard the wind. And he got afraid. This moment you start feeling fear, stop. Say, time out. No way. I got to know who I am. Jeff, I got to know who I am. That's a strong man. God in me is so strong, I can't go under for going over. In fact, naying all the things that you could ever throw at me, devil, everything, I am more than a conqueror through Christ who strengthens me. You see, it's not your own power. It's his power in you. I know Jeff, he's stronger than two bulls. But there are some things that's bigger than he is, harder than he is to lift up. That's the way it is with us in life. Jesus lifted it all for us. The devil, Jesus said in Matthew 28, and I'm closing. Dr. Johnny, what does that mean? Nothing. It don't mean a thing. In closing, Jesus said, all power has been given to me Not Jimmy, him. All power has been given to Christ. All power in heaven and earth has been given to me. So if he has it all, how much does the devil have?
None.
All except what you give him. He said, if you be such a hotshot Christian, if you be such a good Christian, you wouldn't have honked your horn at that car in front of you when the light turned green. I heard some old me's. You wouldn't have thought that. God's not accusing you. The devil accuses you. And then we're going to judge ourselves. Guilty! Look, we don't live by feelings. Get over it.
Amen.
It's not our performance, it's his performance in us. Yield to him. Rest in his arms. His yoke is easy. His burden is light. Let him take it. Amen. Oh, excuse me. The Bible says that the devil is full of pride. Isaiah. He's full of pride. He's a prideful dude. And you know what hurt his feelings more than anything? Think about it now. I want you to think about this. This is a great revelation. You get this, Miss Ruth? Okay. The greatest thing that tore him up the most was the day they kicked him out of heaven. All of creation saw him fall. Jesus told the disciples about that. Hey, I was there when he was kicked out of heaven. All that, he thought he was such a hot shot. He had everything under control. Until that day. All of creation saw him fall. And that hurt his pride so bad. Now he lives for revenge. He don't like a hair on you nor me. Because the one in us is greater than him. And then the next time we see him in heaven, Jesus said, look at this over here. Who is that? We don't know. He said, that's the devil. And we're going to say, gee, you mean to tell me that's that little squirt that caused all the trouble? Yep. He's a liar. Full of lies. We have a tendency to believe them because it sounded right. It looked right. But it wasn't right. Know who you are in Christ. Who are you in Christ today? I am a joint heir with Christ Jesus. I have an inheritance. I have the authority in the name of Jesus. Amen? That's who we are. Let's say it out loud. That's who I am. Amen. And I refuse to believe anything else. Amen. That's right. That's the word of God today. So let's all jump to our feet. We've got any jumpers in here now? Well, maybe a little better than you were a while ago, glory to God. Maybe this sermon pepped you up, or just saying we're going to end has made you a little more happy. Don't forget, at 5 o'clock for prayer today, church tonight at 6, and youth is at 6. Again, be sure and speak to Dr. Johnny and Miss D. Pray for them. They having to deal with Bill. You don't have to tell him I said that. Bill is precious. He and his wife both. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, the invitation was given during praise and worship. If there's anyone here that needs to make that decision for Christ, Lord God, today, let them know that today, you're dialing their number. That today, you got them on the hotline. That today is their day of salvation. Give them the strength and the courage, Lord God, to step out and receive you as Lord and Savior and be filled with the Holy Ghost. Amen. Why not? Woo, you'll be glad. So, Lord, as we stand before you, you know our hearts. And, Lord God, we just say thank you for all you've done for us and all you're going to do today and tomorrow. Lord, heal all sickness and deaths and things that's been going on around here. We bind all that in the name of Jesus. We wrap it up in a garbage bag and take it to the dump. We get rid of it in the name of Jesus. We're not moved by that stuff anyway. The hurt and the pain, Jesus brought us up out of there. We have the victory in Jesus' mighty name. And everybody said, amen. Tell somebody you love them before you go. I love you all. I'll see you later on this afternoon.